Welcome to Curious Connections, a podcast about how asking one simple question of yourself can create new opportunities that lead to lifelong connections. That question is, what don't I know? Every 2 weeks, we will sit down with interesting and unique people to learn more about them and their ideas about connection. I'm Sean Winchester, and today's guest is Dr. Dina Evan, a marriage, family, and child therapist and consciousness counselor. Dr. Dina, it's good to have you back with us today. Given what's going on today with all of the division we see, what do we need to do to be the change makers?
That is a great question, because I think that today we have given up our power and we're looking to members of the House, members of the Senate, members in the White House, our bosses, our parents, you know, people, our church leaders, to do it for us. Whatever the it is. And we have not understood that it is our job here to do our own work empowering and changing this energy in the universe. One of the things I want to talk about that you and I have talked about before is because that requires being in alignment with what I call spirit. Okay. So what is spirit anyway? So there's an intelligent energy in the universe. There has to be. We have an amoeba on one side of the planet that finds an amoeba on the other side of the planet, and the two of those can come together to create a human being. How is that possible? And we know that we were not created from apes, because neither you or I have ever seen a half-person, half-ape who is evolving. Have we? Ever? No.
No.
And there are still apes on the planet. If that was true, we would not have them.
Right.
And so there's, and even Darwin refuted that belief. So I think what we have to look at is, what do we mean when we're talking about spirit? We're talking about an intelligent energy in the universe that has values. Those values are compassion, forgiveness, truth-telling, all of the good things in life that make us powerful. Wrapped up into a word called love. When we leave that energy, we become toxic. And that's negative energy. So spiritual energy embraces those values. And when we embrace spirit, we become powerful. So I kind of see it like it's a matter of getting in alignment with the intelligent energy in the universe. And allowing it to take the lead in us, to guide us, to direct us, to teach us. And we do that how? We do that through our connections with each other. We do that through being curious about why we're fearful. We do that through being willing to learn new things that sound crazy to us, like what I teach, Crazy Lady teaches. You know, all of those things move us to a place where we begin to feel our power. And then we release the need for an other to do it for us. What can we imagine could happen if we were all in that powerful place?
Now, an interesting thought is that the first time that I know I heard of spirit, it was in an organized religion.
Right.
And but what I've come to believe or understand is that I don't believe now that there's someone between me and that spirit.
That's exactly right.
Although I think my experience growing up as a child was that I wasn't good enough to interact with that spirit directly. Does that sound?
No, that's absolutely true. And how that happened is that the Catholic Church, when Constantine went through all the countries trying to recruit for the Catholic Church, the teaching was that God was an other, spirit was another, a separate thing, and that there had to be rules in order for the Catholic Church to be empowered. Only the people who were in the hierarchy of the Catholic Church could know the truth. We just had to abide by their truth. And that followed down because all the other churches were split off from the Catholic Church originally. And so we have lived by that. So we walk into a church and we hear that there's sin, which there is not, that there's judgment, which there is not, that there's some place called hell, which there is not. And we hear these things and we become fearful. And what do? We follow and accept another person to save us. And so that has gone through our consciousness, and we have continued it in commercial efforts. We've continued it in our family, you know, women prior to now who were not empowered, you know, expected husbands to take care of everything, or husbands expected women to take care of certain things, and we relegated, you know, tasks instead of saying, we're equal, let's do this together, you know, let's empower each other. And so now we're looking at, that has not helped us. So what we're talking about when we talk about spirit is no different than my hand being part of my body. We are each part of that energy. We can realize that by becoming more aligned with it and becoming a more realized person, or we can step away from those values and become more toxic. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So it's an energetic, intelligent energy. It's not someone you are in service to. It is not someone separate from you. It is not someone who has rules. And if there is any energy in what you're being taught that teaches separation, judgment, or God is separate from you, you're in the wrong house. That's not the truth. The truth is that you are part of that energy, and that energy wants you empowered. It wants you to be as big as you can be in that process. And so that's what the spiritual walk is.
I've heard that some people think that spiritual energy is how God experiences the world.
That's right. Because don't we all need another? See, I can't know who I am, Sean, unless you reflect that back to me. I can't know that unless there's an other that reflects it back to me. And how could spirit know who it is without another, us, to reflect it back to spirit? Yeah. So that works perfectly. It's a perfect design, an intelligent design, but not one that possesses more power than we have. You have a choice if you want to be aligned with that or not. Spirit says, here I am. And one of the exercises I do that might be fun for our listeners to do is, when I'm working with a client that doesn't feel empowered, I will ask the client to close their eyes for a minute and imagine that behind them is coming into the room their spiritual aspect of their personality, whatever that might look like. And I'll ask them to describe that. And then I ask them to allow that energy, that spiritual energy, to come into their body. I've never had it not happen that they don't immediately feel their spiritual oneness with that energy. And working from that place, their decisions make a difference. Their purpose in life is different. Their sense of empowerment is increased. Their fear is decreased. And they are working from a highly intelligent place that unifies rather than divides. They're not willing to give their power over to somebody else because their power is inside of them. And we need to remember that. And a little simple exercise sometimes is to stand up and see that energy coming in from the back of you and allow it to integrate with your body. Let it come into your head and your heart and your arms and your legs. Feel it. Your shoulders will immediately go up. You will immediately feel more power in your gut, and you will feel it without a doubt. And then step to your left and go back to where you were before. You will immediately feel your shoulders go down. You will immediately begin to feel fear. You will immediately begin to feel a loss of power. And you'll see the reality of it. You'll feel it experientially. So step back into that. When I first went into the corporate world, you know, filled with men, you know, I was certainly not anybody they were interested in talking to, right? I was a woman. And so I had to fight that. I wasn't on a board. I couldn't be on high-paying jobs. I was raising 4 children by myself and working 3 jobs to do it. When I was the motion picture coordinator for the city of Phoenix, I was bringing in $21 million a year in movie business and making $21,000. So I was going home, putting on my waitress uniform and waiting tables. I lost all the time with my children. So when I started this spiritual work, I began to do that simple little exercise. When I walked into a boardroom or a meeting with someone who had more power perceived than I did, I would step to my left into the power woman I am, and I would talk from that place. I would speak from that place. I would act from that place. And eventually the dynamic changed and the power evened out in the room. So it's a really powerful exercise for people to do. So it's you, basically, the simplest way to say it is you uniting with the intelligent energy in the universe that has the values you want to live by.
In learning that, as you did, how different did your life become overall? Because from that point forward, how did change happen for you?
It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. I began to realize that I was teaching something nobody knew. And I believed something nobody knew. Hardly anybody knew that. And so I started groups talking about this issue. And I started writing books. And I started having seminars. And I started making meditation music. And I started doing exercises. And I went back to school to get my therapy license and got my PhD 2 days before I turned 50. I began to realize that when I did those things, I was in alignment with that spirit. And I was powerful. And there wasn't anything I couldn't do if I wanted to do it. I could do it, and I could do it with love and compassion. And so it changed my whole life, because I grew up with abuse and addiction, you know, victimization. And so I knew that was not who I am and not who I wanted to be. Huge change.
That's fascinating. As I look back at my background, I know that being the youngest child in a family of five, you're not the first person they want to talk to.
No.
And they don't really think that you might have some thoughts on certain ideas. So you're kind of relegated to the back.
Yeah.
And so I found myself throughout my life kind of fulfilling that role, not recognizing a power, not feeling I had a right to be out front and that I had any value in terms of my thoughts and my ideas. That recognition, though, can come pretty late in life.
Yeah.
And so you can reflect on your life and say, wow, when I did this, I really made sure that I was doing this job that I should do, but just do your job, go home, come back tomorrow, do the same job.
Don't complain. Yeah. And don't be happy.
and you might find that because your belief system is that way, you happen to get to a point where you try to interject, but they view that as complaints and then they tell you, that's not important.
That is so true.
Go away.
You know, yeah, that's so true.
So that reaffirms things, because you don't feel it. You don't feel the power that you have. You're trying to, but then you're cut down. Luckily, I believe that's changed for me. And I'm on a different journey. But I think that's important enough to acknowledge that our entire lives from the very beginning can be set in a certain way, a certain pattern.
You bet.
And unless somebody tells us, no, you're a powerful being, you can make decisions, you affect your life, then you can get stuck. And
right.
I'm guessing there are a lot of people listening to this that have had that same feeling.
Right. And that's why it's really important for those of us who have conscious, because I know when somebody walks into the room, I can feel their spirit first. And that's why it's really important for me to honor that in them immediately, because sometimes they have not felt it in themselves. And so it's up to us to remind people that they are powerful and that they have a right to pursue that power and increase it in order to change the world and stop waiting for everybody else to do it for them. It's not that we want to be in that place. It's that no one has shown us how to do it differently, you know? And so until we start searching it out, you know, just as you've talked about you doing it, you know, you're doing it in so many different places now and in so many different ways. You're empowering this new thought that you have achieved and this new awakening, and you're helping others to be empowered. And it's really important for each of us who know this truth to be dedicated to doing that work. So when we talk about our job now and changing what's going on in the world, it's simply about stepping into a place of alignment with the truth that you are that already.
And then it doesn't become a job.
It's not a job.
It is who you are.
It is who you already are. It's not something you have to ask for. It's not something you have to do good deeds for. It's not something you have to earn. You come here with it. But sometimes we get separated from that reality and we don't realize that. Just with the hardships of life, or with you know, messages from parents or messages from employers. So looking for tools and looking for support to getting back into alignment with that truth of who you are is really important.
I find it interesting that early on, especially as kids in school, you want that certificate, that thing that says you did a good job. The reality is, though, the certificate doesn't really mean much. My kids, there's an example of that. One of my kids was cleaning out a box of school stuff from as they're getting ready to go to college, and they would take this piece of paper out and would say, "Oh, look, it's a certificate for completion. I don't know what for." Throw it away. And that kind of is that concept. When you work toward what someone else wants you to work toward, because you want that thing, it's a thing, but it's not what your purpose is.
No, it's the journey that matters. Mm-hmm. It's what you learned in the journey, who you became in the journey.
Right.
It's not the piece of paper. Mm-hmm. And that's what our lives are about right now. Who are we becoming in this journey? And people often hear me say, this planet is a school. It's a school of consciousness. And every relationship, in the center of every relationship, is a master teacher. And so everybody brings us a new truth about ourselves. And so it's that energy of love, that energy of acceptance and embracing each other to learn, you know, what am I supposed to learn from you here? It's not about who you are for me. It's about who am I with you, you know, and that makes a world of difference. It changes the whole perspective. Yeah. And it puts us in that circle of light we talk about, which changes the world. And then we're on purpose and we're being who we came here to be, which is the whole message. Yeah. So what do we want to do? We want to, and I hope people will go to the website and see the videos and download exercises and listen to meditation tapes and do whatever they can do, because, you know, all of the exercises and videos are free. There's no charge for any of that. And begin to look at other YouTube presentations and other teachers and other things. And as you do that, you want to make sure there are no rules. There is no judgment. There is no teaching of separation on any level. And if there is, keep going. Just pass it on, kick it to the curb and leave. Now find the thing that is unifying, that empowers you and everybody else. You know, we talked about in our last segment that we have to be better than somebody else, more power. And the way we do that is to try to take power from them. That misuse of power sets us up and gives us a false feeling of security. Where the security will come from is when we are empowering everybody to the same level. So the process of waking up, I call it, you know, is simply staying on the path. And the wonderful thing about this intelligent energy is that it doesn't bring these truths to you until you're ready to hear them.
Yeah, it's not going to suddenly give you a whole bunch of stuff that you can't process.
Yeah, whack you on the head. No, it's not going to make you crazy. Yeah. Yeah, and if it is making you crazy, it's not the truth. Because that energy doesn't do that. It's not. There's no expectation that you need to do quantum leaping into crazy. Yeah, in fact, it's just the opposite. It should feel calming. It should feel empowering. It should feel like, oh my God, this feels so right. So right. I'm on purpose. You know, and I think that so many of us feel like we're floundering right now. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know where we're going. We're afraid about the economy. We're afraid about all of the division and separation that's being empowered. We're scared to death. Yeah. And how do we not be afraid? We get in alignment with the truth of who we are. Yeah.
Well, and the one thing that you have said before is that everything has its divine right
order.
Timing or order.
Yeah. Yes. 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 And that's what's happening now. Everything that's going on in the universe, all of this hatred, all of this separation is a teacher for us. And we need to step back from it instead of being embroiled in the chaos. We need to step back from it and say, okay, what is this teaching me about my life? What is this saying to me? How does it look to me when that person over there is not integrity? How am I when I'm not in my integrity? What? How do I feel when that person is misusing power? Where in my life am I misusing my power? What do I feel when there are unloving, judgmental slurs spewed out? Where am I doing that in my life, and how can I stop that? Great teaching. We had to get to the point where it was slapping us in the face in order for us to wake up, because we'd become so complacent. You know, we were just putting stock in our portfolios, adding to the bank account, and going to work every day and feeling like you felt. And we didn't know what to do about it. And it had to get this bad in order to wake us up. So actually, it's in divine right order that this is happening. And right. I think it is waking us up.
Right. I think a lot of people I've learned of in the past, there have been some pretty tragic things that have happened to them.
You bet.
But it has been that event that has changed their lives forever.
Right.
Whether it's an illness or an accident.
Or loss of a loved one.
Loss of someone. They suddenly have a change. And whether that spirit that just engages with them directly in that moment, that was the right time for that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they had to go through all of this other stuff to be ready.
And I have a shrinky belief and out of normal concept belief about that. I believe before we come here, we sign up to learn certain things. You know, I signed up to learn that I was, first of all, a spiritual person, part of that energy, and that I could affect change and be on purpose. And so what did I do? I manifested an alcoholic mother who didn't love herself, and I manifested a father that misused power. Perfect teachers. You know, perfect teachers. I saw my mother love everybody but herself, so I had to learn to love myself. I saw my father misuse his power, and I swore I'd never misuse power. And so, you know, we line up in our lives circumstances that break our hearts open and teach us what love really is. And so when those circumstances come, we need to allow for normal grieving time. We need to allow for support when we need it. We need to allow for everything that helps us survive it. And we need to allow a space and time to look at what it teaches us. Because there's always an amazing gift in the middle of that crisis. Yeah, you don't want to miss the gift, you know. So it's really important to say to ourselves, okay, why are you here? And as you've heard me say in podcasts and on our website, you know, invite that curiosity in, sit with it, have a talk with it, you know, have tea, be curious, find out why these things are happening. What are you here to teach me? You know, why are you here? And then some amazing gift comes out of that process. So we're shifting dynamically the shift between wanting an other to do it for us to empowering ourselves right now. That's the point. That's what am I doing what I came here to do and being who I came here to be is about. And when you're doing that, you feel that power dramatically.
Especially when you lose the fear in the process.
Which you do. You can't be fearful in the place where you're in alignment with spirit, because that energy cannot hold that low-level energy. See, it's a matter of a low vibration or a high vibration. Spirit, whatever you perceive that to be, you can call it God, you can call it the creative energy in the universe, whatever, it doesn't matter what you call it. But spirit vibrates with the values of love. The intensity of that vibration spins out anything that is negative. It cannot tolerate it. So that just leaves. And so when you're in alignment with that energy, you cannot be in fear. It's not possible. And you will find that your fear leaves gently and lovingly and spins right out. Because you're holding an energy of love that is so fierce and so immense that it cannot tolerate low-level negativity. And neither will you be able to, by the way. As you go on this journey, you will find there are people you may have to separate from. There are activities that no longer serve you. There are beliefs that you must let go of because they're not in alignment with your new truths. And don't be afraid to do that. That's part of the process. It's kicking to the curb the things that no longer serve you. You know, right now you want to be in this powerful place, and don't let anything bring you down from that. and just and let leave those things with love. Bless them on their way. They don't. You don't have to be angry about people who are not awake. You don't have to be judgmental about them. You don't have to teach them. Because 9 times out of 10, people who are not awake don't want to hear you. they don't care to hear your stuff.
Well, they also like being unconscious.
Yes, it's they're not, addicted to it.
It's kind of easy to be unconscious because you don't see the world in the different ways that conscious people do.
Right.
I think they absolve themselves of ever trying to change things.
Yeah, the problem is they don't know they have to do it again.
Yeah.
That they will come back because that is a lesson they signed up for. And if we don't, see, that's the beauty of this, is that we each have free will. You know, when we leave this planet, we go and we have an opportunity to review every incarnation we've been through. And we look at, okay, what are the lessons I've learned? And what do I still want to learn to become more of spirit, to become even more aligned, to become even more in alignment? And as we do that, we look at, all right, I want to learn this new thing. I want to learn this new thing. And I'm going to sign up for those things. Well, how do we learn it? We call them the circumstances that teach us. Sometimes difficult circumstances, sometimes very loving circumstances where somebody says, you have a magnificent spirit and you need to start getting into that. Yeah. You know, because you're here to do some really wonderful work and helping people recognize who they really are. You know, so we asked for these circumstances. We asked for these events. And we need to not be victimized by them. We need to take ownership of that and figure out what it's here to teach us.
Yeah, there are certain people that really hold on to that victim role.
Yeah.
That becomes the way and the method by which they live their life.
Yes.
And I think the unfortunate thing about that is that it also can perpetuate, especially those around them, the same ideas.
Right. It does. Yeah. So what do we do with that?
You really have to step out of it. And the only way to do is to try to, well, you have to make a decision.
What's the decision? Am I going to do what I came here to do and be who I came here to be? Right. And without a spoken word, which is why this is so loving, without a spoken word, you are role modeling who that person can become. We don't need to beat people up. We don't need to hit them with rules and dogma and doctrine. We don't need to do anything but be our true spiritual selves. And they will notice the difference. They will see the joy. They will feel that energy and they will want it for themselves. And if they don't, that's okay too, because they're going to do it next time. We don't stop evolving just because we skipped a lesson in this life. You know, we're going back to school next incarnation, you know, like it or not.
Well, I know that it's interesting. You'll know when somebody starts asking you questions like, how do you do that? That they're
yes.
trying to do
to
that see, next
they're
step.
They're seeking something. Yeah.
They're seeking. And if they see something in you and that's the question they're asking, then you are doing something with it. You may not even know what you're doing.
Right.
But they see something in you.
Right.
And that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. And don't withdraw from that or feel like you're violating a boundary or you're proselytizing. You've been invited to teach. It's like, you know, when somebody comes here to heal, I'm pretty straightforward if they're kicking it to the curb and not doing their work because they've invited me on their path and I feel like it's my responsibility to help them get to where they say they want to go, right? And so I'll say to a client who has been working in several weeks, I'm bored, are you? You know, and they'll say, yeah, I really am. And I said, well, what do you think you're awaiting? You know, let's talk about what you're so afraid to talk about today.
Yeah.
And we're in it again, you know, and that gift has helped them move forward. But if I shrink back and think, oh, I can't say that, then we sit in the boredom. You know, we are partners in this process. And those of us who are awake, you know, have a responsibility to share that vision and to share that energy and to empower others. That's that thing of let's bring everybody up. Mm-hmm. You know, let's bring everybody up. Everybody who wants to come up. Let's make sure everybody who wants this is empowered with it. Yeah. And it's so simple. You know, we're not saying you have to go back to school and get a PhD here. We're saying you need to be mindful of who you are and what you're doing, and is that your purpose? That simple question. Who am I right now, and am I in alignment with my purpose? You might ask that. When I first started on this path, I asked myself that probably 50 times a day with almost every decision I made, until I knew that would be my first response, that I would automatically be part of my process. In fact, I wore a bracelet with Om Omne Padme Om on it, the Mother, Father, Face of God, to remind me to say, is this in alignment with my purpose? Until it just came automatically. It took years. Yeah. So it's a process. It's not something you're going to jump into in 1 minute.
I think people do need to look at that in terms of, it is a journey.
It's a journey.
And if you can accept that and then actually be grateful for every step.
Yes.
That's what leads you
to
where you will eventually be fully in your purpose.
And if you're rushing or pushing, you're not acting in the universe's sense of right timing. And that will hurt you. People get blown out energetically when they do that. And then they don't want any part of it. That's not helpful to you. Don't push. Don't rush. Just receive. Just trust that the universe knows exactly what it's doing. And as you are open to receiving, you're going to get exactly what you need. You know, it's intelligent energy. It knows what you need. You know, when your hand is part of your body, I know when my hand's hurt. I know what it needs, right? And so if we are part of the divine, it knows us. It knows what we need. And so relax and allow it to come to you in divine right order. We're all going to get to the same place. We're going to do it at different times, and we're going to do it in different ways, and we're going to do it with different challenges. And we're going to make, some people are making choices for it right now. Some people make choices in their next fifth incarnation. Mm-hmm. But we're all going to the same place.
Yeah.
You know, so we don't need to worry that we'll get there. We'll get there. It's an interesting process, isn't it, to relax?
It is, even amongst the chaos.
Yeah, even amidst the chaos, absolutely. Even amidst the chaos. Because we think we have to be caught up in that chaos and drama. And we don't. We need to look at it and be thankful, actually, that it's here, because it's waking us up. It's waking us up. There are places that are teaching this kind of consciousness everywhere, in every community. And if you go looking for it, you will find it. Put your zip code in, look for conscious community. Put your zip code in, look for consciousness classes, consciousness gatherings, consciousness churches. All of that, you're going to have a boatload of things to explore. And if you are the president of a company, look under conscious capitalism at all the companies that are making huge dividends just by empowering their employees, making them partners in the process, teaching ethics, doing all the things we're talking about right now on a corporate level. I've worked with Cold Stone Creamery and airline companies and companies that needed to bring their employees into an awareness that their best clients were the departments in their own companies. You know, like they wanted to treat billing with love, so the billing got out right. You know, and that, just doing those small things in corporations makes a world of difference. And so they watch their pricing and they watch their employee benefits and they raise them up.
So they raise the vibration of the entire company.
Exactly. And therefore they raise the profits. Yeah. And it's no different with us on a personal level. So we raise the benefits up as we raise others up. It's a grand process.
It is. Well, I think that's a good place to stop for today.
Okay.
So thank you, Dina, for being with us. And as always, go to www.drdinaevan.com and look at all of the articles and videos and things there. They're great tools for you to work on becoming more conscious and to maybe take that first step into just learning more about what you can do.
Yes. And please, my phone number is on that website. Feel free to call me if you get stuck or have questions. I am open to being there for you in any way I can. I'm certainly not going to charge you for a phone call. So, you know, please, unless we decide we want to do work together via the internet or whatever. But please let us support you in any way we can. That's what you're here for.
Thanks for joining us this week on Curious Connections. Make sure you visit www.drdinaevan.com to access all of the resources we mentioned today. Also, visit our Patreon page at www.patreon.com/swinchester, where you can become a patron to support the show and also subscribe to the show in iTunes, iHeartRadio, or Spreaker so you will never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. Or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Be sure to tune in for our next episode in 2 weeks. I'm Sean Winchester. Thanks for connecting with us. Remember, we are all connected.